Thank you and good morning. Environmental challenges are diverse and numerous, but all producers face one common challenge, the consumer's plate. Adaptability isn't just about cattle that can survive the cold or the heat. Sometimes it's just that they're able to safely digest the available forage. That's the case in the Red House, Virginia community, where Paul Bennett sells 400 Angus, Hereford, and hybrid bulls each year.
Likely the greatest challenge we face is the fact that our primary forage is endophyte fescue, Kentucky 31 fescue. So we basically have to create cattle that are adapted to fescue. We do not have the option, we believe, of changing our environment to adapt to the cattle. So our greatest environmental challenge with respect to beef cattle production would be creating and having cattle that'll work on hot fescue.
The producer is not big on second chances and his culling criteria.
Well, we just work with Mother Nature, and we let her be part of the selection process. We try not to manage problems out of our cattle, but rather let Mother Nature work with us in identifying the cattle that will truly excel in that environment and reproducing those cattle and eliminating the cattle that are not capable of producing in that environment.
Adaptability is number one for his customers, but Bennett can tackle that and other traits in tandem. He says he relies on genetic diversity to move the needle on growth and carcass quality. For example,
in the Angus breed, we have a big, broad population to select from, and we do believe that it's important that we utilize the entire population to select our genetics from. And in an effort not necessarily to have cattle that are extreme in any trait, but balanced and complete in a multitude of traits, we find that it's not necessarily easy, but it's very doable to create Angus cattle that excel at multiple traits and also thrive in our fescue environment.
It's just a matter of using all available data to create the very best cattle. In national news, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set the process in motion for considering the farm bill on the Senate floor. It was said last week that yesterday, Monday evening, Politico says that Senate is scheduled to hold a procedural vote on the motion to proceed to the farm bill legislation, which will likely pave the way for debate. The Congressional Budget Office posted its breakdown of the Senate farm bill. Under the bill, the dairy industry would see an additional $200 million in support over a decade. Row crop farmers participating in the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program would also see some of that financial support over the next 10 years. Overall spending on the commodity title is expected to be about $400 million less than current law provides, primarily due to the elimination of economic adjustment assistance for the cotton industry. The drop is also due to a proposal to reduce the means test that determines eligibility for crop subsidies from $900,000 to $700,000 in adjusted gross income. Total spending on conservation programs will hold steady over the next decade, but the amounts allocated to different initiatives would shift around from current law. Macoupin County Fair begins tomorrow with harness racing at 6 p.m. The 4-H judging will begin at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Thursday begins with the 4-H Beef Show at 10 a.m. and ends with the Junior Livestock Auction starting at 6:30 p.m. At 8 a.m. on Friday, the Open Cattle Show will start off the day, followed by Poultry at 9 a.m. and the Goat Show at 1 p.m. CHS Shipman will be hosting a hospitality stand in the pit during the truck and tractor pools Friday night. CHS will be serving food, drinks, and have reserved seating. Saturday will begin at 8 a.m. with the Section 15 FFA Fair, Rabbit Show at 9 a.m., the Open Goat Show at 9:30 a.m., and the Open Horse Show at 10 a.m. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.